And he kept trying to see him. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. This seems like a strange passage right here, right? Why are we talking about Herod? Do you know who Herod is? Who's Herod? Yes, he's the tetrarch, which means he's one of three rulers over a particular area put up by the Romans. Is he liked or is he not liked? Is he liked? Is he people that people say, yeah, we like Herod ruling over us?
No.
No, they say they don't like him. He was bad. They hated his father too, who was incredibly wicked, who murdered his own children because he was afraid that they were scheming against him. He was so hanging on to his throne that anybody who seemed to it, he immediately ended their lives because he wanted to hang on to power above all things. Suspicious of everybody. Have you known people who are suspicious of other people? It's a terrible, terrible thing. Indeed, what they do is they seek to end the lives of those around them, though not usually physically. They do it by speaking about others behind their backs and attacking others in other ways. This is Herod's son, also goes by the name of Herod. And he's wondering who Jesus is. He's saying, well, some people say he's John the Baptist. Other people say he's Elijah, the great prophet. Still others say he's some other one who's come to life because he's doing amazing things that nobody has done before. But he thinks to himself, wait, I remember. I cut off the head of John the Baptist. I killed him. Who then could this be? And so it has a special line here, which is the whole reason why the church chose this gospel here. This one line is that, and he kept trying to see him. He kept trying to see him. So he was intrigued by what he saw. He was intrigued by what he heard about Jesus. And he wanted to see, is this man real? Now let's fast forward to the end of the gospels. Remember when Jesus was being crucified? Remember, he had been betrayed by the kiss of Judas, his friend. Then they took him on to trial and accused him of all sorts of terrible things, which he did not do, and it didn't even make any sense what they were accusing him of. And then after they finally found some little tiny charge to bring against him, which was false, but it was at least enough to convince people to get angry for a moment, then they took him, lowered him down into a little tiny cell, just through a hole that's smaller than the chair in which you sit, tying his hands and his feet together, lowered him down, just hanging by his hands, where he had to spend the rest of the night until 4 a.m., 5 a.m., when they drug him back up to take him before Pilate so that they could kill him. Pilate didn't want to have anything to do with Herod. That's true. But also Pilate didn't want to have anything to do with Jesus because he knew that he was innocent. And that they were handing him over just because of jealousy. And so he said, wait, this man is a Galilean? That means he's not my responsibility. Send him over to Herod. Let Herod deal with this one. Does that make sense now? Do you remember some of these things? Well, then he went over and had to go all the way across town to Herod's palace. As tired as he was, not having slept all night, he's drugged before him, and there is Herod in all his opulence with his wicked, sinful women still lying with him. And all the crazy riches that are going on, and there is Jesus, God incarnate, before him. And he asked, Jesus, who are you? Are you a miracle worker? I hear you do great things. Show us a miracle. Do something for us. And what did Jesus do? That's right. Nothing. He says, tell me, who are you? Are you the Christ, the Messiah? And what does Jesus do? Nothing. He wanted to see Jesus. And then he cast Jesus away and says, oh, he's not a real anything. This is just a madman. A madman. And brushes him off and goes back to his way of life. Herod wanted to see Jesus. He was intrigued by who Jesus could be, but Jesus said nothing to him because he couldn't say anything good to him. And he knew it would do no good. Herod was going to go on his way to destruction no matter what. He's God. He knows all these things. And so rather than exposing who he was to Herod there, which Herod would eventually rejected, which would have made him go worse and worse into hell, Jesus said nothing and just said, okay, if you're going to reject me anyway, let's not make it any worse on you. So here's something for you. On the positive, you're here. That means you want to see Jesus too. But what's your reaction going to be to Jesus? You want to see him. You know what I tell people after I give them the anointing the last time? When they're lying there on their deathbed and they're probably not going to recover. After I give them all the consolations of the church, they're so happy, so thankful interiorly. They know they're ready to go to God. And what I do is I whisper this in their ears, and maybe, who knows, maybe God willing, I or Father Anderson, certainly some other priest, will be able to do the same for you. But I go real close and I whisper in the ear of the one who's there and I say, it's so beautiful. You, Joan, or you, Lois, call him by name. Say, you're going to see Jesus soon. You're going to embrace he who is love itself. You're ready to see him. You've received all the consolations of the church. Get ready to see him. And let him embrace you with all the love that love deserves to give to you and you've longed to receive. But before you let go of Jesus, I ask you for a favor. That when you're holding Jesus, you tell him about me, the priest who gave you the sacrament. Because I want to see him too. Who knows? Maybe each one of you will see Jesus before I do. But when you do, remember to tell him about the priest who gave you the last sacrament. And say, that priest did something good for me. Lord Jesus, since he helped get me here, help get him here too. And help me to help him get here as I pray for him from heaven. Will you remember to do that? Right now, you should consider yourselves greatly blessed. Because right now, you're going to have that grace early. Because in the Eucharist, that's Jesus. Fully Jesus. So I'll ask you the question, when he's here, do you want to see Jesus? If so, get ready to see Jesus, because he's ready to see you in Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.